Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am a spiritual healer and a guardian angel communicator, and I am here tonight with Jean Castor, my co-host and my very best friend. How are you tonight, Jean?
I'm doing well, Charlene. Thank you. And we're so happy everyone joined us this evening and looking forward to getting started with the healing. And like Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I both are spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. And all of the healings you will receive tonight are divine-based, and we are the facilitators of the healings, and we give God all the glory. And these healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will be receiving Diksha energy. And this energy awakens the enlightenment process. And also, I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing, and after the major house healing, we will go straight to the phone line and then to the chat room, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. So if you're in the chat room, please make sure you type in your first name for a message, and I will be happy to put you on the list. And if you are on the switchboard waiting to be brought in through the phone, make sure that you push 1, and that lets me know on the switchboard that you want to be brought in for a live message. Back to you, Charlene.
Thank you, Jean. Well, before we get started with the healing, I always like to ask people to start a proxy list. That's a list of who you would like this healing to go out to besides yourself. I always put on all of our animals on that proxy list. So, you know, and remember, we never overcome anybody's free will. So if you put somebody on there, your proxy list, and animals will always receive it. But if it's a person and their soul chooses not to receive it, well, they just won't receive it when it goes out to them. So, if you'll set up your proxy list, I always begin with a prayer, and then we will begin. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, creator of all, please put your hands upon the New Way Power Hour and all of our listeners, and bless everyone with peace, love, happiness, and joy, personal power, peace, and clarity. Power everybody up and prepare them for this major miracle healing tonight. I ask that everybody integrate this healing with grace and ease and comfortability. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, Goddess, creator of all, I'd like to put in a divine miracle healing request for everyone tonight. Whatever they are seeking, I ask in your name that it be granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. Okay, folks, if you do have a place you would like to direct this healing to, please do so. In other words, if you have, you know, it could be your finances, or it could be a relationship, clearing your relationship space or your career space, or you could have a physical ailment, a sickness, illness, injury, anything like that, or even if it's emotional, such as a broken heart, or you're sad or upset about something, ask that this healing go to that. And so we'll begin. In the name of the light, New Way healers, would you please come down and give everyone a New Way healing? Please remove 500,000 layers off of everyone. Please clear their chakras, their auric field, their guide team, their life path. Jesus, please clear the rows. And the New Way healing team that I call in consists of archangels and ascended masters. Jesus is the head of that team. Jesus, would you please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everyone's tree of life? Somebody please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. Connect them up to creator of all. Ground them to the earth. Bring them into their heart and into their highest of consciousness. Please guarantee that all of their gauges are connected up to creator of all, their belief gauge, their faith gauge, their certainty gauge, their knowingness gauge, their trust gauge. Guarantee they are connected to divine supply. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please open all minds and energy minds that there are to their morphic field and morphogenetic field. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords. Anybody's energies that's just not theirs, clear and remove it. Please clear everybody's relationship space, everybody's career space. Guarantee everybody's life path is clear. I always like to do this particular divine intervention statement, if you'll repeat after me, because a lot of times I see things on people's life path that are self-imposed fears. So this will clear your life path completely. If you'll repeat after me, I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now. And I allow it. Thank you. All right. That shifted a lot of things right there. Let's guarantee, let's take everybody up to the goddesses, open them up, clear their brains, their minds, their inner dialogue, clear all inner layers. Please clear all fear, pain, suffering, or lack, sickness, illness, or disease, or injuries within anybody. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please shift everyone into divine, true love-based. Please shift their blood into divine, true love-based. Jesus, would you please tap everyone's organs and glands and body systems and reset and reprogram everything to work at optimal levels? Let's run the white light through everyone. Guarantee it's all reset and reprogrammed. And any old cells that they're holding, that is holding fear, pain, suffering, and lack, guilt, blame, shame, pain, sickness, illness, or disease, or injury, please clear and remove all of those old cells and bring in trillions and trillions of new cells and trillions of brand new stem cells. Turn off the aging button and turn on the anti-aging button. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please restore everybody's true essence, their true authentic self to them. Guarantee that their personal power and all the powers in their chakras are cleared and at 100%. Please turn on all of their spiritual powers, their divine powers. Guarantee their spiritual power, their physical power, their mental and emotional power, their energy power. Guarantee that energy power is producing at 100%. Their money and wealth power and the creator of it. Guarantee that's turned on. Please clear their sexual energies, their sexual space. God, Goddess, Creator of all, guarantee everything is balanced and harmonized. Jinshin Jitsu healers, would you please come down and give everyone a Jinshin Jitsu healing? Please do all the body flows and the organ flows 5x fold. Guarantee, God, Goddess, Creator of all, they're having this gauge, and I can't have it gauge. It's connected up to Creator of all. Diksha blessing givers, would you please send down the power of Diksha to everyone in the equivalent of 64 Diksha at its highest frequency? Divine Fairy Queen, would you please come down and press everybody's joy button and give everybody a healing of your nature? Mother God, would you please take everyone apart and clear them, give them a healing of your nature. Please give them a brand new set of chakras, a brand new power source, a brand new processor. Please clear and remove any anger or negativity or any energies that's not theirs. Put them back together and pull their energies in, clear their bands, guarantee their connection to source is perfect. Jesus, please awaken their heart and apply a total heart healing. Guarantee all of their energies are running perfectly. I'd like to ask
the psychic acupuncturist to please come down and give everybody a full treatment, guarantee all of their meridian lines are cleared. I'd like the crystal healers to please come down and give everybody a healing of your nature. Guarantee everybody has a really good, solid grounding cord. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's head and infuse them with so much light, clear balance, and harmonize their left and right hemispheres of their brain. Apply a spiritual healing, a Star of David, a cranial sacral adjustment, and a neurocranial sacral adjustment times 10. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please clear and remove any worldly or planetary energies off of everyone, any group consciousness programs or patterns that's connected into them. Just whoosh them on out. Please fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape, and apply a consciousness changing. Please clear and remove any separation or division programs or patterns, any blocks to hearing and seeing God. Please shift everybody's mindset and to live, serve, and ascend and prosper. Anything that is blocking prosperity, abundance, financial peace, financial security, please clear and remove it. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please download to everybody their book of knowledge and bless everyone with the knowledge and the wisdom and the power and the energy that they need to proceed, succeed, and thrive in all aspects of their life. Raise everyone's vibration and consciousness up to enlightenment and the 12 attributes of God. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please apply every healing that there is. Angels of the Violet Flame, please immerse everyone with the violet flame, 1 billion times fold. Guarantee their energy is cleared in, pulled in, their life force is strong, and they are filled up with divine energy. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please restore everyone's personal power, peace, and clarity. Anything that is pulling their personal power, peace, and clarity, please clear cut and remove all etheric cords, psychic ties attached to them. Remove all outsiders, insiders, intruders, and whoosh it on out and restore them to peace and calmness and forgiveness. Please clear and remove any soul scars, soul wounds, scars, heart wounds. Return everybody to love and peace. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please put your hands upon everybody's head and clear and open their divine mind, their brilliant divine mind, their superconscious mind, their smart, intelligent, genius, common sense minds, their I am consciousness, their subconscious mind, their unconscious mind, all the minds and energy minds that there are, clear and remove everything out of them. Fill them with love and light. Power them up. Bring them all together as one and connect them to the mind of Creator of all. Creator of all, please bless their mind with peace and their inner dialogue with peace. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, please connect their soul to their mind to their body. Guarantee that inner dialogue is 100% clear. Jesus, would you please put the divine matrix grid on everyone, ground it into them and to the center of the earth, connect it up to Creator of all, clear and clean all of their energies, call it back, bring them into the present moment. Anything that is attached to them, that is pulling them to the past or into the future, clear and remove it permanently. Clear all anxiety, stress, worry, anger, negativity, hate, rage, victimhood, victimization. Any expectations or goals
or judgments or criticisms that has ever been put on anyone in all past, present, future, parallel lives to the very beginning of time until now. Please name it as a whole, root, branches, and seeds, and whoosh it on out. All right, let's start filling everybody up with agape and the highest of creator of all energy. Call every aspect of them back. Mother God, would you please wield your sword and cult out the negativity from around everybody? Somebody please give them a triple special whopper wish from the all. Mother God, would you please step into everybody's body, empower them, turn on their inner healer, their codes of light. Anything that's been turned off, turn it back on. Jesus, please stand behind everyone and infuse them with peace. Apollo, please come down and strengthen them. God, Goddess, creator of all, please send everybody the power of the Godhead. Goddesses, please send everybody the power of the Goddess. Power them up, and God, Goddess, creator of all, restore all of their powers to them and all of their energies. Now, I've got a couple of divine intervention statements I'd like to end with, if you will repeat after me. They're always very healing and clearing. I am asking for divine intervention to clear anything, clear and remove anything or anyone that is trying to control me or hinder my spiritual growth. And I allow it. Thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to give me an attitude adjustment, a divine attunement, bring me into the present moment, shift my inner dialogue into positives, and ground me to the earth now. And I allow it. Thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to return me to love, peace, and calmness now. And I allow it. Thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to clear and remove all of my burdens. And I allow it now. All right, somebody please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. Let's make sure that no one has any programs to take on anybody else's stuff. Please open up everybody's unconscious mind. Please clear any self-sabotage, self-punishment, self-limitation, self-doubt, self-scrutiny, self-misery. Please clear and remove all of that. Anything creating and causing any negative dialogues, any lack of confidence, negative self-image, low self-esteem, clear and remove it and whoosh it on out now and return everybody to love and peace and calmness and guarantee everybody's personal power, peace, and clarity and all of their divine powers are restored. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'd like to use a switch word that I use often, and it just really connects you all together. And if you'll repeat after me, divine together. All right. Guarantee everybody is filled up with divine energy, their own true essence. Their energy is pulled in. Please turn on everybody's divine safety, security, and protection. Pull it up to 100%. God, Goddess, creator of all, please lead and guide everyone and let thy will be done. Amen. This part of the healing is over, folks. I'm going to pass it to Jean Castor, and she's going to tell you all about the Reiki codes, and I recommend setting up a proxy list for this as well, Jean.
Thank you, Charlene, and thank you for facilitating that wonderful healing. I love it. It sure does raise my vibration. And as Charlene just recommended, to set your proxy list for the Reiki. Animals love Reiki. And like Charlene said at the beginning of the show, animals almost always take a healing because they sure do love it. For your home, for your property, for your car, for the plants in your house, if you have a vegetable garden, send the Reiki out there. Everything on this earth really thrives with Reiki energy. The first symbol that I'll be calling in through my voice is the Chokurei, and it's asking all of the power of the universe to come in. It's like a rainbow bridge that calls in the power of the white light, and it opens the spirit doorway for healing. It fills, it purifies, and it blesses. The Hun Sha Zhe Shonin is the distant symbol, and that is me sending that out to you for all the energies to go to you. I'm directing the energy straight to you. And it's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs healing through past, present, and future. It heals the whole timeline and goes to every part of the soul. The Seheki is the mental and the emotional symbol, and it clears and it opens the subconscious. It cuts through negativity. It clarifies and sets boundaries. It heals negative patterns and breaks addictions. And it heals relationships on a total level. The Daikomyo is the great purifier, and it's the master symbol, and it enhances and empowers all other symbols. The Raku is like a lightning bolt, and it clears all obstructions. And the Kriya is for perfect balance and harmony. So to sit back and breathe and take it in. Chokurei. Hun Sha Zhe Shonin. 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 Seki. Seki. Daikomyo. Raku. Seki. Kriya. Kriya. Natakuye Oyasu. Thank you. Charlene Stringfield, back to you for the major house healing.
Thank you, Jean. Love that. All right. Well, if you will put out a home or address or a property or office that you would like this house healing to go, this is a general clearing, but it is very healing. I recommend that, you know, if you have a house and, like, we have several buildings on our property and, you know, an RV and two cars, for you to just include all of that. If you have an office that you work at, you can include that as well. So I'll go ahead and begin. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and properties that have been put out here tonight and infuse them all with so much light, love, and agape. And please send them all, the highest of the highest, the biggest the greatest power healing of all. New Way Healers, would you please come down to all of these homes and properties and remove a million layers off of them. Please ground these homes and properties and addresses to the center of the earth, connected up to Creator of all. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please fill these homes and properties up with infinite levels of divine healing roses, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below, grounded to the earth, connected up to Creator of all, and pop those healing roses and send them down to the earth for transmutation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Angels of the violet flame, would you please immerse all of these homes and properties with the violet flame, 1 billion times fold. Archangel Michael, would you please come down with your band of mercy and go through all of these homes and properties and give them a complete spirit releasement and a space clearing. Any portals or openings to other dimensions, anything of that nature, please clear, close, and block them with light. If they will not remain closed, move them to where they cannot harm any humans or animals. Somebody please give all of these homes and properties a triple special Whopper Whoosh from the All. Major house healers and psychic smudgers, would you please come down and give all of these homes and properties and addresses a major house healing and a psychic smudge. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please surround all of these homes and properties with millions of archetypes of angels and divine light fairies to flap their wings and send all of these homes and properties love, peace, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. Jesus and Lady Nada, could you please walk through all of these homes and properties and fill them with Christ energy and the pink light of unconditional love, divine miracle healing energy, and Creator of all energy, and ground it into these homes and properties. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, folks, this part of the healing is over. We are going to go to the callers. Jean, do we have anybody on the call-in list?
Yes, we do, Charlene, that they've been patiently waiting and soaking up and feeling that wonderful healing that's coming through for them. The first caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. It's Vicki.
Hello, Vicki. All right. What I see with you tonight, I immediately see a deer for gentleness. Now, know that we had a full moon recently, and we're still in that full moon energy. So the deer is asking you to be gentle with yourself. But I'm also seeing a raccoon, which is about using your hands, dexterity. I see a lot of raccoons with healers. Your guardian angel is saying that tonight this healing for you is really a perfect timing, that there was something particular that you were needing healing on. She says to let you know that something that you've been working on, that it's being worked on for you. In other words, the angelic realm, it's like they're working on something to help you through something. Do you know what she's talking about?
To help me do what? Produce something? Is that what you said?
No, I said that they're working to help you get through something. Is what they were saying? And I was just if you knew what they were talking about. But anyway, just know that you are being helped, and just keep on, you know, asking for help, because the help is right there for you, and your guardian angel says that it is going to turn out just fine, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Thank you for following the show.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 5550. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Thank you. Hi, this is Jane.
Hello, Jane. First
hey.
Thing that's showing, presenting yourself is a blue jay with you. And the blue jay is about knowing the truth through intuition. And the blue jay is really expressing a strong, strong desire for you to trust your intuition, because your intuition is one of your strongest gifts. And the Blue Jay is saying it's very important to trust your intuition. Situations have come up, and you've asked for help, and your
yes.
intuition is telling you to go one way, and you've been working with it. And the Blue Jay is commending you for that. I'm also seeing a dolphin present itself to you. And the dolphin is about breathing, about breath work, about releasing emotion through breath. And whenever it feels too much, your dolphin says, just breathe. Just breathe.
Okay.
Your guardian angel is saying that it's important that with the situation that you're working through right now, your guardian angel is saying use prayer, ask for help, ask for divine intervention for the situation, whatever it is that you're working through right now. Keep that prayer going and keep trusting in that miracle that comes through with the prayer, because your prayers are very strong. And there's also a leadership quality that's wanting you to step forward with you. And leadership comes in many, many ways, your guardian angel says, that the leadership can be through just helping one person, speaking with one person. It could be a few people, and it could be many people. And it could also be through stepping forward for an animal as well. So your guardian angel is saying being open to that leadership quality that's coming forth with you.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for following the show, Jane. I hear you breathing over there, too. So we keep using that breath to help the lips.
I will. I sure will. Thanks so much.
All right.
Thank you. All righty.
You have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 3263. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, this is Sue.
Hello, Sue. All right, Sue, your guardian angel is saying something is about to change and shift in your life, and it's for the better, and it's something that you have been asking for it to change. Now, the message from your guardian angel is that there is something that you have to do. It's like the last that you have of something that you have to do that is your part to complete this so your path can shift for the better. All right? Now, your guardian angel is saying that once you change this, and she's saying that it's like a mindset or a belief system or something that you say that creates a negative. She said as soon as you change it, it can change. All right? Now, I'm seeing a Libra working with you that is about seeing the big picture, but I also see a squirrel, which is about finances. And I feel like part of this shift has to do with finances. Do you feel that?
Trust me.
Have you been working on that?
I don't know. I've been working on a lot of things lately, but that sounds good too.
Well, you know what? When it comes to finances, I tell you, it's interesting, and I'm not sure. I mean, only you know what she's talking about, but when people are looking to shift their finances, certain things they have to do that I know to change the belief systems, like if you ever hear somebody that walks around and every time you ask them to do something, they say, well, I don't have any money or I don't have the money. Those people never will have any money because they have a belief system that they don't have any money. They keep creating more of no money, you know. So I feel like that whatever, and I don't know that that's it for you or not, but she's saying that it's something that you're saying or some sort of belief that is keeping you from having what you want. So she's saying figure that out and find out what that belief is and clear and remove it. Like, for instance, if somebody was saying, say it was, I don't have enough money or you're always worrying about money,
the way I would change that would be like, okay, I'm going to stop saying that, and I'm going to start saying I've got plenty of money. I would just make a conscious decision to stop saying something that was creating a negative, okay? So,
okay.
And that's just good information about money. Whether I just thought about that because I saw the little squirrel with you, you know? But anyway,
okay.
Thanks for following the show, and you have a good night. I hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, the next caller on the line that is waiting on a message, the last four digits of your number are 0909. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, Charlene and Jean. This is Ellen. How are you?
Hello, Ellen. We're doing well. Charlene says, hey.
Great.
Your guardian angel is stepping forward, and she's talking about she's working with you to infuse you with courage and confidence within a situation that you're dealing with right now. And she's saying you do have the strength to make the choices that will be best for you. And it's important to look at what will work for you at this time regarding this choice. And she's saying that it's very, very important to open your heart to hearing the guidance that's coming for you, to allow this to come through for you. I'm seeing a bluebird with you, and the bluebird's working with you with happiness, with infusing you with happiness. And the bluebird's saying that this situation can have a happy outcome that will be happy not only for you, but for those involved as well. And I'm seeing that spider with you, and the spider is about creative writing. But it's also about the number eight. And the number eight signifies abundance and acceptance. So that's the message that's coming through for you tonight, Ellen.
Thank you. They're very meaningful messages, and they do tie in with what's going on in my life now. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome, Ellen. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of their number are 9459. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, ladies.
This is Regina.
Hello, can I have your name? Okay.
Hello, Regina.
Hello, Regina. I see a big, big elephant in the room working with you. Elephant is about ancient knowledge and wisdom. Your guardian angel says that there is something in your life that you keep sort of asking, well, what should I do? What direction should I go in? She says to follow your intuition, and you know what to do. Use your first hunch. And sometimes the answer is within the question, especially if it comes to relationships or friendships. You know, should I stay or should I go? If you're even asking the question, usually the answer is go. But In your situation, she is saying to use your intuition strong. They have been sending you so much information. Whenever you ask things out loud, you're always going to get an answer. And so pay attention to those answers. And it's important, she says, that like if you say you have an issue going on in your life, to use your first hunch, because if you tell, say you say it to a lot of people, like what should I do or what do you think that I should do, everybody's got their own opinion, and it can sort of, you know, sway you from your what's best for you because you know what's best for you, okay? And Your guardian angel, that there's one particular area of your life that you're really concerned about, she says that's going to be all right, to just stop worrying, because whatever you think is going to happen is not going to happen, okay?
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, you have a good night, and thank you for following the show and calling in.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're to the last person on the switchboard that is anticipating and waiting patiently for a message, and then we'll go straight to the chat room. The last four digits of this caller's number are 0179. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
How are you?
Just fine. Could I get your first name?
Justin. Am I echoing?
He said, are you echoing? Yes, a little bit.
Just a little bit, Justin. Okay. Can you hear me all right, Justin?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you much better now. Thank you. Okay, Justin, the first thing that presents itself is animal guide, and it's an ant. And an ant is about strength and patience. They can carry many, many, many times their weight with ease. And also, they also take their time methodically getting to where they're going to go. So the ant is bringing that strength and patience to you as you walk your path. And the other animal that's presenting itself is a dove, and a dove is about peace. And the dove is bringing peace to you so that there's something in your heart that you're wanting to let go, and the dove is creating that energy of peace so that you can release this from your heart and let it go on a permanent basis. And your guardian angel is saying that she's bringing you comfort as well so that you can release this and heal your heart. And your guardian angel is also saying that the romance angels are around you helping you heal, but they're saying that they're helping you love who you are and where you are in your now, what you're doing. Because she says sometimes you kind of look to the future wanting to be at the end of your goals. And she's saying it's important to stay in the present moment because each step that you take on your path, every day you walk your path, is getting you toward that goal. And you're gaining knowledge and wisdom as you get to that point in your life. So stay in the present moment. Allow your angel to help you. And whatever it is that you're ready and willing to release from your heart, just say it out loud. And you have the dove with you for peace, and your guardian angel will help comfort you as you release this. And that's the message that's coming through for you tonight, Justin.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's really crazy because for probably the past month or so, in my house, there have been ants, literally ants, like on my bed. I'm serious. Like, I will wake up to an ant on me. And a matter of fact, about an hour ago, there was an ant on my hand. I flicked it off, and they're kind of like those fire, like the wood ants, like the ones that hurt like crap when they sting you. But I have not been stuck. And what's so weird.
Uh-huh.
What's weird is that I have my, you know, cat. I have a few cats, and their food is, you know, in the kitchen area. I live in a little travel trailer for right now, and so it's not that big. But there is never any ants in their food. But yet,
well, that's a big message for you because when they present themselves in the physical to you, they're really wanting to get your attention. And remember, it's strength and patience as you walk your path. So there you
okay.
go. That's a huge message in the physical for you. So thank you so much for calling in the show, Justin. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, Charlene, we're going to switch to the chat room guests, and the first one on my list is Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer, I'm seeing a horse with you, which is about personal power and travel. And your guardian angel says there is some travel in your future and some fun travel. And she said, remember your dreams that you've had of things, little places that you wanted to go, whether they were far away places or places that were close. And begin that because it's going to bring you a lot of joy in your life. And she says it's time to start moving forward as well. And it's not that you're holding on to anything, but she's talking about moving forward, spiritually and just enjoying life more. So good luck with that, Jennifer. Thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person that's ready for a message is Candace. And your guardian angel stepped forward immediately, Candace, and she's saying that it's important that you trust that things are moving forward for you, and they're moving forward quicker than you realize. She says sometimes you get a little impatient and wanting things to happen now. She says it actually is coming in now to be in the present moment so you can recognize how things are transpiring and coming into your now. I'm seeing a hummingbird with you for joy, bringing that high vibration of joy into your life. And also she's wanting to let you know that as you walk your path that you are safe. It is important that you are aware of your surroundings, and that's another message of being in the now, and the people that are in your now. Some of them are, she says, some of them are about to step out of your life, and some of them are about to step a little closer to recognize those who are in that transition closer or out of your life. And she says to do that, to recognize that, trust your intuition. She's right there with you telling you, you know, and she says that to trust your intuition. If someone feels good in your life, that's the person that's going to step closer in. If someone kind of just, their presence around you does not feel so good, that's somebody that's allowed to step out. Okay, so she said trust in that. And along with your hummingbird, I'm seeing a turtle with you to help you stay grounded and in the present moment. So good luck with that, Candace, and thanks for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Jenny.
Okay, Jenny, I am seeing immediately with you a giraffe, which is about prophecy, seeing beyond. Now, it's interesting because it's your guardian angel is saying there's something you're like needing to know about the future. First of all, she says that your prayers have been heard, they are being answered, and to keep putting out there what you were seeking and just believe that it's coming. But she is saying that what you are seeking is coming very, very soon, but it's important that you bring yourself into the present moment, and whatever this manifestation, whatever you're wanting in the future, to stop following it, because it will come, and it's coming soon, and she wants you to know that. And keep, like I said, keep putting out there, keep putting out those prayers, because they are being heard, and it's important to keep the faith and the belief. So thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person in the chat room that would like a message is Virginia. And Virginia, the first thing that has presented itself are your animal guides, and I'm seeing a lion, and the lion is about feminine power and leadership. And it's how you, the lion is talking about how you speak with assertion and confidence as opposed to aggression and anger. Anytime you find yourself speaking with anger or aggression, the lion is saying step back and change it, cancel the words, change how you're speaking, and rethink what it is you want to get across. And the dove is with you, and the dove is about peace, bringing that energy of peace. And there's something in your fifth chakra that your guardian angel is showing me that if it's okay with you, the angels are going to clear that out of your fifth chakra right now, and that is about your communication center as well. So the line, just know that the line is working with you. And your guardian angel has stepped forward and is saying it's important that you go outside more, to be outside, whether it's just taking a small walk down the street or sitting outside and taking some deep breaths, whatever time of day resonates with you the most, or that you can get outside, even if it's a couple of times. It doesn't have to be a long, long time, because I know it's kind of blazing hot here where we are. But just to get outside and take those breaths and feel reconnected to the earth, because the guardian angel is saying that the earth is very grounding to you. very healing to you. And her last message to you is what's going on with somebody else, to keep your thoughts positive and God-centered, and there will be a favorable outcome. So just know that. Okay, Virginia, thank you so much for following the show. And Charlene, the next guest that would like a message is Morgan.
Morgan, you have a skunk working with you, and skunk is about respect. Now, your guardian angel is saying to you that it's important for you to change your thoughts to positive, because there's things you have been seeking, and until you change your thoughts, there's no way that it can be manifested to come in. And she says, lately you've just had this off and on, like, dip in your thoughts. And she says, it's just important to shift that. And she said that only you can do that. And she says, you will see everything change as soon as you start shifting your thoughts. Even if you shift the thoughts, like say you have somebody that you have a negative energy to, maybe you're angry at or you're upset or something like that, changing your attitude toward them, it really can change the whole situation. So that's what she's basically saying, change your attitude, change your mind, change your thoughts, and change your life. That's called the law of being, which is we create what we say, and we're creating by speaking, and we're also creating what we think, too. So good luck with that, Morgan. One of the things you can look into to help you with that would be anything about the law of attraction. And I have studied that for years, and it does work. So you have a good night, and thank you for following the show.
Okay, the next guest that's ready for a message is Marguerite. And Marguerite, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she's talking about how busy you've been on the astral, like during while your physical body is asleep. You have been in class learning a lot of new information, and she's saying that several ascended masters have been working with you, helping you learn this spiritual information and helping you understand it. And she's saying that symbols and messages that you see in your present are affirmations of that. And when you kind of get an answer to a question and you didn't even know how you got that information, that's how you're getting this information. Just know that you're being really moved forward on your spiritual path. You're being taken care of, you're being taught, and you're doing a lot of learning while you're sleeping. So she's also saying when you wake up, when anything comes to your mind, write it down so that that information will be in your presence. I'm seeing many, many angels around you, and they're just letting you know that all your loved ones are taken care of. They're being watched over. You have special angels on the other side that send you energy, that send you love in the form of blessings and healing, and they just want to reinforce that. They say you know that, but they like to tell you this because you have quite a group on the other side that really pray for you and work with you. So as you walk your path, I'm seeing an elephant with you, and that's about ancient knowledge and wisdom, and that's reinforcing the information that you're learning while you're on the astral level. And I'm also seeing a wolf with you, and the wolf is about teacher. And the wolf goes out and gathers information and brings it back to the pack to teach it. So there's another affirmation of what's coming in your future. So good luck with that, Marguerite, and thank you for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Julie.
Julie, you have a white buffalo working with you, which is about spiritual abundance, but it's also about abundance in every area. So So your guardian angel is basically saying to count your blessings and see all of the great things that you have in your life and know that you are on the right path. Sometimes you think that you're not, that you're way off course, what's going on, but she says you are on the right path. Things are happening as they should. She says there is a big change coming for you, and it's a very positive change, and it's coming actually in the next week. So just keep your thoughts positive and God-centered, because everything is going as planned, Julie, and it's important that you know that. And I'm just seeing the hand of God coming down and shaking your hand and saying how good of a job you're doing. Hold that energy and hold that light, Julie. You carry it strong. Thanks for doing that, and thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person on the list is Neely. And Neely, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she's talking about it's important that you give yourself the respect that you deserve as you walk in your path. And she's talking about self-respect. There have been words that have been said to you in your life that have kind of diminished that respect that you have for yourself, and it's important that you know that you are worthy of that love in your own eyes. Give yourself that self-love and that self-respect. Empower yourself. Give yourself positive affirmations. And with saying that, I'm seeing a little skunk with you, and the skunk is about respect, and it's bringing that energy of respect to you. And she's also commending you on a healthy lifestyle. She's saying, yeah, sometimes it's, you know, but she's commending you on being healthy, on shifting some things in your life to be healthy, to be healthier, so that as you go forward towards reaching your goal, you'll feel good. You'll feel good physically. I'm also seeing a dove with you, and it's about peace, and it's about the peacefulness that's coming to you, to be at peace, is what the dove is saying. So that is your message for this evening, Neely, and thank you so much for following the show. Okay, Charlene, we're down to the last person in the chat room that is waiting on a message, and I hope I say this person's name right. It is Shay.
Okay, Shay. Well, first thing I see with you is I see a lot of dragonflies around you, which is about dream time and change, lots and lots of change. But I also see butterflies, which is about transformation. So this is a really positive thing, change and transformation. Your guardian angel is saying that there's some things that are about to change for you, but it's important to know that these changes are good changes. And some of the changes that you've made in your life has, like, opened these doors for these changes to come through. Something you have really been seeking in your life is about to come through for you by the end of the summer. So keep your thoughts positive about whatever that is. Your guardian angel is talking about traveling for you, traveling to faraway places. She says, do not forget your dreams and these places that you have wanted to travel to. She said, be aware of the energies around you. Be aware of who's in your inner circle. And she's saying, take care of yourself and take care of your energy. And people that do not make you feel good or that's uncomfortable, move them out of your inner circle. It is okay to do that because right now you are needing to be around positive people and positive things and people that support you. So good luck with that, Shay, and thank you for coming into the chat room and joining the show. Have a good night. Jean?
Charlene Stringfield, we're at the end of to wrap it up, and we want to thank everyone for following the show, for joining us, and the next show that is set to air will be on July the 25th, so make sure you join us well. And Charlene, any last words for our guests that are listening?
I'd just like to thank everybody for following the show. We really love doing this show right now. We feel like there's an energy crisis on the planet, and people are needing light and they need energy. And we recommend on the weeks we don't do the show, or just on days maybe you're having a low day, go into the archives at Blog Talk Radio and re-listen to these shows. Gene and I do that. They're really helpful, and that's why we do it. Everybody's mission here is right now is to hold the light and be the light, and I believe the light is stronger than all the other stuff that's going on this planet. So thanks for following the show. Gene, would you take us out with a prayer, please?
I would be honored. Creator of all, I ask that you bless everyone listening and that has joined us tonight, listening in the archives, with peace in their heart, clarity in their mind, and ground them 100% in their personal power as they walk their path. I ask for divine protection for all as they walk their path. Please lead and guide them and bless them on all levels of existence, and let thy will be done. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight, and bless you, and have a wonderful week. Good night.
Good night.